Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. On the World Cafe, we are at the non-convention 2014 upstairs at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia on the PRX stage, and we have an opportunity to talk once again with one of our favorite musicians. Sharon Van Etten is here. She's got a new album, which has a couple of things kind of different. One of the things is she produced the new album, Are We There, herself. It's, a lot of the song material is very immediate. We'll talk a little bit about that. But most importantly, she recorded it with her band, and that is the band that we have on stage here. So please warmly welcome to the World Cafe, Sharon Van Etten.
Thank you for having us.
That is Taking Chances, the great song from Are We There. One of the things you mentioned in an article I was reading about how really for you, this whole process of becoming an artist, a songwriter, is like 10 years long. We kind of trace it back to 2009 with that first album. But every album, it seems to me, you try something different. The first album was pretty much you, and then it moved through things. You produced this album yourself. What were some of the things you were kind of trying to work on when you decided to do this record?
Well, I never had a set band until we toured Tramp, and I learned a lot about reworking songs from a record and learned more about what I like about recording an album versus reinterpreting it live. Mm. And after touring with these guys for 2 years more, well, more with you, but I learned that just the live setting I felt much more comfortable in, and I started asking myself questions like, why? And I realized, because they're song oriented. They're all songs. I'm not into overproduction so much. I like the space. I like the melodies. I like simple arrangements. And I think the art of restraint is lacking in a lot of music today.
I don't think people would disagree with that. One of the things that you get to do on this record, in the past you've kind of sung with yourself, done your own harmonies, but you get a little help on the record.
Yeah, I used to bury my own voice in harmonies because I used to be in choir, but I also realized, again, that it's just so easy to do, and it's much more interesting when you have it come in more minimally and also have it more of an entrance. And again, after touring with Heather for 2 years, I've never been able to sing with anyone like her or play with anyone like her. It's really hard to find someone that's not trying to bury you.
There's an instrument on this record that you were just playing. In fact, could you possibly go back to the omnichord for a sec? Because it looks kind of like an auto harp, but it has a very, very kind of different role with it. Could you play a little bit of it here? What
a
it
little
sounds
demonstration?
Like? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for you. So that's just a chord. And then you have a little pad here.
Oh, very cool.
But then if you want to get a little funky. If you want to get funkier. But that's kind of hard to keep up with, though. Heather gave me my first omnichord to figure out how to do magic chords live, and then I ended up bringing it home and writing half of the record on it.
And keyboards also on this record. You got to play a couple of very cool pianos on this record.
Oh, yes, I did. So Stuart had Lerman, who helped produce the record with me, he has worked out of New York in recording studios since the 70s. And when I played in my piano ballads, I'm not a natural piano player. It's kind of clunky, but I kind of like how I play, but it's weird. But I have to play and sing at the same time for the ballads. And the one piano that was in the studio was upright and hard to mic and isolate sounds. So he just said, you know, let me just make a couple calls and see what I can do. And he was like, how's Electric Lady? Is that cool? I'm like, you kidding me? Got to play the piano that was on Patti Smith's Horses record.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
did it have a vibe? Did
yeah, it was pretty amazing. I imagine her just leaning up against it, throwing tapestries on it, you know, like smoking cigarettes, singing along with whoever was playing the piano on that record. But it was really special. That space is incredible, for sure.
Wow.
And then one of the calls that never called back right away was his friend that had a storage space below. It's like a live sound studio below his studio, and it was the piano that was used on John Lennon's record Imagine, and it was from the record plant.
Wow. And you played both those. Do you own a piano? Did you originally start playing piano?
Well, I grew up playing one, and then when I was floating around in the writing of Tramp, I there's a piano at our friend CJ's place that I wrote. I started playing, and then it reminded me how much I missed it, and it's very different because it's more rhythmic and the weighted keys feel more percussive in a lot of ways. And then my drummer Zeke, my old drummer Zeke, helped find a Melody grand piano that now I have in my apartment, so I run on a piano all the time.
You're about to do a song called Tarifa, which I really love. Where does the title come from on Tarifa?
It came from when I took a vacation in Tarifa, Spain, the south coast of Spain. I was in a solar-powered house on a cliff overlooking Morocco after we had toured straight through January through June after we played Primavera. And it was the first time I saw my boyfriend in like 6 months or something. And it was really, really relaxing. And it was the most at peace I think I've ever seen him. And I wrote it there.
Wow. So this is Tarifa.
Just figure it out.
That is Tarifa, and we're hearing some great new songs from Sharon Van Etten's Are We There, her new album. Are We There, without a question mark, is this, are you where you want to be in your career? Are you where you want to be in your life? All the above?
Yes, all the above.
I'm reading some of the lyrics to this. I mean, you know, obviously these are about, a lot of them are about relationships, personal relationships. But is any of it about your relationship with this music business, career, etc.?
Totally. I mean, all the songs that I wrote on this record were written on the road over the last 2 years.
Oh. And is that unusual?
Well, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, but most of the songs on past records have been old songs that I reworked and figured out, and it's a lot of back catalog for the older records. But this is the most current and the most raw, and I still don't really have much perspective on these songs yet, so I'm sorry if I'm a little emotional. But it's paralleling my career with my home life and how to figure that out, and, you know, it's the constant struggle of trying to do both, the curse of the musician, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about not seeing your boyfriend for 6 months. I mean, yeah, that's got to put a strain on something.
Yeah.
Do you have an emotional reaction to these songs a lot of times when you're on stage performing them?
Well, all the songs that I write come from stream of conscious for therapeutic purposes, and so I go to that place most of the time, but I think, you know, that's why I sing them, because it feels good at the same time. You know, it's bittersweet, but it's cathartic always.
And do audience members come up with their emotional reactions a lot?
Well, yeah, you know, I wouldn't do this if people didn't relate to it or respond to it in some way, even though sometimes some of the stories are very intense. It's also why I do it, you know.
Well, you talk about them being stream of consciousness, but you are a lyricist, you're a songwriter, so you turn those into something. And what helps you with that? Are you a big reader?
I'm a short reader. Sorry. I have spurts of reading and spurts of like watching movies and spurts of going to art galleries and just trying to absorb everything, because there's never enough time, but you know, I think the more I read, the better I write, but I'm not as good as I want to be.
We have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
This song is called Break Me.
For me in the city, he makes
That is Break Me, another one from the new album, Are We There? Just look for Sharon sitting in the driver's seat. And Sharon Van Etten, our guest. Thanks to all of our folks at the Non-Convention here in Philadelphia and Sharon Van Etten and this great band.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.